You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today. If you're brand new, I welcome you. Join us. We're learning. We're growing. God's divine design for us is to live from the inside out rather than from the outside in. And that's what we're exploring with so many topics and ideas, all centered in based on God's word, the Bible, which is our truth, and our truth sets us free as we come to know it. So thank you for joining me. If you're returning, coming back, welcome back. Thank you for being with me. I do not take that lightly. I pray for you. And my hope, my prayer is that this is helping you, encouraging you as you grow in your relationship with God and learn how to live this life that can be lived as we walk it out with God. So thank you for joining me. We are several episodes in talking about my place in this world and really that life is a journey and that it is very important in this journey that we not get lost or stuck or stalled along the way, that we don't give up, but it's important that we finish well. So we have several things to consider. You have your destination. That's where you're headed toward. It's your location. That's where you are right now. And that's the only place you can start to do better, to do differently, is right where you are, your location. So destination, location, start right where you are. And then you have your condition. And that's how are you doing where you are right now? In every way, relational, spirit, soul, body, your health, your hope, all of those things. And we've been considering this in these numerous episodes here on this topic. Well, again, life is a journey. Every day is a travel day. And there are things that as we travel, we must take with us. And so as we look at all of this, there's some things that you need to know. There's some things that you need to have. And there's some things that you need to be. So for the journey, again, there are some things that you must know. Like think about just driving a car on a journey, on a trip. You have to know. You have to know how to drive, know about traffic, timing, so many things. Reading signs, knowing the rules. So things you have to know. Secondly, things you have to do. So, you know, in driver's ed, I remember being taught, hold the steering wheel, imagine it as a clock, and you put your hands at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And so that's a good, wise way to do it. Do we always do it? No, but it's probably the wise, best way to do it. So things that you do, stay awake, stay in your lane, keep an eye on things so you can refuel. So things you know, things you do, things you must have. So your license, perhaps a travel bag, you've got to have some money or resources. Always have snacks. And you have to have some degree of endurance. So for the journey, things you must know, things you must do, things you must have, and then things you must be. You must be 16 years of age or older. You're going to have to be patient. You have to be alert. You have to be courteous, on and on. It goes. I hope you follow the metaphor here. Every day, life is a journey. Every day is a travel day. And as you travel, there are things that you must know, things you must do, things you must have, and things you must be. So in every season, let's look at something we must know. You must know that God is a very present help. You must know that He is the strength of all your days. You must know that you are never alone and you are never without help. You must know, and this is important, that there is healing for yesterday, there is help for today, and there is hope for tomorrow. One more time, there is healing for yesterday. There is help for today, and there is hope for tomorrow. You must also know that life is a continuous cycle of crisis and process. Get that again. Life is a continuous cycle of crisis and process. You're going to have major crisis, minor crisis, combination. You got some big and some little. And things happen to all of us. And how you process that is crucial. And that will certainly play into what you know and do and have and be or are. So things happen to all of us. And so we need to heal. We need to forgive as we process, learn, lean forward, get through it. And we have to do that, or we're just going to end up wounded, victim mentality, stuck, stalled, lost, hopeless. So remember, it's not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens to you that makes all the difference. That's worth saying again. It's not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens to you that makes all the difference. I have watched time and time again the same thing happen to different people, and you end up with different outcomes. Why is that? And I think it's the difference in what people know, do, have, and are. So again, it's not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens to you that makes the difference. And it's not what's happened until now. It's what happens from now that matters the most. Now, progress is usually preceded by crisis. Progress is usually preceded by crisis. So you have a crisis in your life, be that health or finances or relationally, then you make adjustments. It's been said that necessity is the mother of invention. So there was some kind of crisis, some kind of lack, some kind of need, and progress is usually preceded by that crisis. In our kitchen, my wife Alicia has this plaque. It says, "Grow through what you go through." Very important. Well, the operative word there is through. Through. In the scripture repeatedly, we see that God will walk us through the valley and through the waters and through the river and through the fires and all of those challenges like that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, in the Message paraphrase, it says, "No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face." All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. So you have a crisis, you have a tough situation, an undesirable season. Just remember, you're in the middle of the movie. This is not the end. This is the high drama chapter. And God, the author, always writes beautiful, redemptive endings to our stories. He gives us beauty for ashes. He gives us oil of joy for mourning. He gives us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He brought the resurrection after the crucifixion. God is a God who restores. He brings restoration. So wherever you're at right now, keep in mind, I'm going through. This is not the whole story. This is not the end of the story. This is part of my journey. Life is a journey. Every day is a travel day. And maybe on that travel day, you blew a tire and you ran out of gas or something, you know, something else happened. A belt broke or traffic is jammed up. Well, you don't give up. It's not what happens to you. It's what you do with it. And here's the thing, and God is with you, and God will guide you, and God will help you. So as you travel today and every day, and I think this happens every day, on one degree or another, you're going to have some kind of crisis, some kind of tough thing, some kind of lack or need, something undesirable. And crisis and process go together. And remember that progress is usually preceded by crisis. So do well with the crisis. Let God help you. Seek God in the crisis, and you're headed toward progress. You're not stuck. This is not over. You're not done. God is with you. He's the author and the finisher of your faith, and your faith is a through faith that will get you all the way through. I hope this encourages you today. Thank you for joining me, and make sure you join me the next time. We're going to continue on with this. So God bless you. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you the next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.